Now, real quick, man. I was talking to, you know, Rel yesterday, and he's telling me that he knows Lou because he all used to battle a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Mix it up with the music, you know, hip hop. We, you know, yeah. That's where I started. I love hip hop. You know,
he's rocking that Yankee hat, knowing that I'm feeling it. But the great thing, well, with Terrell, when he first, like, okay, you got all of our friends that had us all hyped up. You know, you got this kid over here that can spit. I'm the greatest spitter. I'm the greatest alive, right? I'm the best there is, right? There ain't nobody better than me nowhere, right? That's my mentality, and that's his mentality coming up into the mix. And we're outside of a Burger King, you know what I mean? I'm in a Burger King uniform, you know what I mean?
Oh, is it that? Is it good that far?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I thought it was car business.
No, it's
like car you're talking about, like, we're before, talking about, you're talking before he was even in the army,
yeah,
you all were doing
kids,
that.
Right? Oh,
yeah,
he knows
wow.
You,
that's old right there. Yeah, you got some old.
Yeah, so, but no,
what are you guys doing, the old, like, 80s style rap back then?
In the hotel. Like, I see Lou from afar. I remember when he was in that hotel, man, for a second. You know what I mean? Like different little situations, you know, in life. And that's the thing, guys. I mean, it's no matter where you start, you get into this business, you treat it like it's going to be what you want to do, your career. You say, I can give this 30 years of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, you apply all that knowledge from, you know, from birth, from traveling the world, from just meeting other people. You've picked up little bits and pieces, and that's what we do in this business. We pick up bits and pieces from each other. You know, mm-hmm. This is all about networking and friends. You know, you can make a lot of changes and adjustments to your craft just by watching what your friends do. And you can also grow by your network. If you're networking with people that have the same goals as you, you're gonna obtain some knowledge, and you're gonna grow even more by adding it to your bag, man. I mean, you want to have something in your bag. Chase Lance, let me tell you something. Chase Lance, I tell people to this day, I'm like, he's probably one of the top two or three salespeople I've ever worked with. But it's you know, the man is fluid. His approach is the same. However, he can shape it to the customer, no matter what it is. It doesn't matter where they're from. They can be coming out of the backwoods of Eastern Kentucky, or they can be coming out of the West End of Louisville. And we just know how to vibe with those people. They're going to sit down. They're going to do one thing, and they're going to do the one thing you want them to do. You want them to trust you. Because like Tim used to say, people are going to buy cars from people they trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all seen it. You know, there's always somebody that can't close a customer that somebody else can come in and close. Well, they just didn't match well with that person. That's okay, too.
Well, or at some point, you've just exhausted yourself as a salesperson.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm big.
And knowing your limitations works.
If you've laid in and done your job as a salesperson, a lot of times it's proper to need a TO for that last bump.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's what I tell my guys all the time. I'm like, when you do your – because I'll go in, take a turn, come back out 2 minutes later, get the full pencil. They're like, how'd you do that? I said, dude, and I always give them all the praise. I'm like, look, it was you. I said, I always tell
– you know, you all know Josh Perkins. Josh is
–
he works for me I don't say anybody works for me. We're all co-workers.
Yeah, your teammates. Yeah.
But he had a deal on Saturday, and I mean, he did it all. I came in and got the last offer that he was trying to get. But I was like, dude, you had just – you had already got like three bumps. They weren't going to get that last one. It had to go to somebody else, you know?
That's it. And sometimes it's just going in and saying the same stuff that was said already, but because I said it and I'm the manager.
I was going to say they just want to see that final manager. Yeah.
It is. And every once in a while it's that case, but I give all the praise to my salespeople for one, getting the person here, two, getting a commitment to purchase a car if terms and figures are agreeable, three, showing the vehicle and doing it the right way, building the value in that vehicle where it exceeds the cost. The one thing I had to do was go in there and glad had somebody. Just, hey, man, everything's good. Trust me, you're fine. Sign right here. You know what I mean? That's basically it.
Terrell said in the middle of that, he was like, networking, and if you're not learning from everybody, if you're not picking up something from everybody you come across, whether it's good or bad in the car business, and you're not absorbing, you're not
spreading. I love it.
You know,
I love it.
If you're not every single salesperson on your floor manager, if you don't learn something from them, whether it's their habits or their work ethic or their follow-up or their closings or their word tracks, their attendance, their dress, their appearance, whatever, then you're not even absorbing everything.
What's one thing that you would tell a green pea right now that's jumping in the car business? What would you tell them right now?
Dress and learn your inventory. Boom. That's the two nicest things I can tell you. Grant, dress to impress and learn your inventory.
Man.
I like it.
What would you tell them, Terrell?
I tell them to just shut the hell up. I mean, seriously, I mean, just sit back and just watch and observe and listen. And then you gotta invest, if this is going to be a career, you got to invest time outside of the job site. You know, you got to go on the YouTube. And Chase will tell you, I was a Grant Cardone head. Like, I had, like, a huge Grant Cardone theme about sales. You know,
you should.
I was driven with the Cardone experience and kept, like, 100 closes. And that stuff is still ingrained in me, into me today.
I still use all those.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, speaking of, so let me touch base since I know we don't have limited time. I'm going to give a little bit of background. When me and Terrell got in this 10 years ago, and I'm thankful for the time we got in and where we got in. We talked about it, Tim French's used car sales dealership in Radcliffe. The reason I'm thankful is we got in, like, not pre-smartphone era, but right before everybody had smartphones.
Yeah.
So we got to see, you know, where iPhones had just became a thing. You know, iPhone, I think the first iPhone came out in 07, 08. We got in it 09, 2009, 2010. So we got in. A couple people had smartphones. Everybody still had their BlackBerry. You know what I mean? So the next year or two, everybody diverted, you know, or converted to a smartphone. So we saw that whole change where it went from everybody kind of just shopped you versus the dealership next door to where now everybody shops you versus every dealership in the country. So, you know, and everybody's got a smartphone from 13 years old to 85 years old. So we've saw that. And then we came from a dealership. You talked about the sales. While we were at Tim's, I mean, I would say, Terrell, what do you think? We've done 30 sales, 30 fast sales?
Oh, we do one every 6 weeks.
Yeah, we did one every 6 weeks for the 4 years Terrell and I worked there. So, I mean, I don't know. That's 30, 40. We were and we saw so many different sales teams, and I learned, once again, I learned the good, the bad, and the ugly from them. I learned to this day.
Accelerated, right? Fast. You learned to go quick.
I learned my best clothes from a guy that I met at Tim French's I was a salesperson. I was probably 21 years old, and a guy that was on the road that was just a fly-by-night dude. You know what I mean by that? He just, he told me a clothes. He's actually deceased, but he told me a clothes, and I've stuck with that thing for like 9 years, and it's the best one I know to this day. Like, it's the simplest too, and I'll share it with
everyone. Pour it out. Let's go.
It's when you were back from the test drive, and now since you're not going on it, when they pull up, it's real simple. You know, it's the three yeses. Of course, did they like you? Did it ride good? Did it drive good? Did it fit your wants and needs? Yes, yes. Well, folks, if I can get everything right, is there any reason you wouldn't do business with me? It's a trap question. If I can get everything right, how can they say no to that? Even if that's a ridiculous number that I can't get to, that would be everything right. They're going to tell you no right then and there if there's an objection you can go ahead and handle. Or they're going to say, yeah, if you can get or they're going to say, yeah, if you can get my trade in, yeah, that's what I mean, Mr. Jones or Mr. Customer. If I can get everything right, your trade in, my price, the payments, if I can get everything right, the reason you wouldn't own so far, there's no reason to say no if you can't get everything right. They're going to say, you know, they don't like the car because after the, you know, everything else is just money. You know that. The 3 M's, the man, the money, the machine.
That's right.
Yeah. I learned so much.
Now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Lance.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do to encourage someone that's in a drought? Because we've all hit the wall.
Keep don't. Get back to the basics. We always say that because sometimes you need to head check yourself. Maybe you're sidestepping or shortcutting, and then go just keep pounding, keep answering the phone, keep taking ups because your luck's going to turn. You're going to sell three.
That's it. It's a numbers game, and that's something I coach my guys on, and I try to preach that to stay positive because I tell them this. Listen, I have one guy come to me, man, I've already brought you I brought you 15 apps in a row. Out of all those 15 apps, I haven't been able to sell a car.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look at him, and I'll look him right in the eye. I said, dude, get excited. They're like, what? I said, bro, your next 15 are going to be fire because that's numbers. That's the way this works. That's the way this business is. You keep the same attitude and you work hard, your next 15, law of averages tells me you're going to have some bangers for one, and you're going to have more than the average person because you're doing 30 in a row. You're going to have – your numbers are going to average out. So keep that positive. Another thing I tell my guys is this. Plan something every 3 months that's outside of work. Take a vacation.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't do these types of things and you don't spend some time and have something to keep you motivated, because we all need to recharge sometimes. It's cool. I'm a grinder. You see me. I work a lot. I'm either at work, I'm doing my podcast, I'm doing this, I'm doing stuff with my family. I'm constantly trying to keep my wheel of life balanced. Because I believe that if your life is balanced in every aspect, it runs a lot smoother. You tend to be a lot happier. You tend to find more enjoyment in work, your family, your friends, and everything else that you do. If you play ball, if you bowl, whatever you do, if you love something and you balance it all out, it's all going to work out. But like you know, to touch your point there, is that you have to be that way. I mean, period. You have to have that grind mentality. Understand that, yeah, I've had some bad luck, but you know what? If I keep doing this, eventually I'm going to have some banger luck. I'm going to have, like, that good stuff, like where I hit three in a row that are just like, boom, boom, boom. They're all good deals. They all say yes, right? Or, if you know, and that's the thing. Like, yesterday I had a salesperson, Kerry. He's been in the business for a while. He started working with me recently, and I've never seen him so mad before. Got so mad over the insurance on a car. I mean, literally exploded. So I looked at him. I was like, dude, it's not that serious, bro.
What happened? Did the deal blow up because the customer couldn't afford it or something, or they couldn't?
He thought it was. That wasn't even the situation. He assuming things were going to happen badly because he was just, you know. And so he took it and just got.
He started to panic and everything. It's like,
Dude, he almost like he wanted to break the table. He goes, "This damn insurance company." I'm like, "Bro, we're on a 7-pound front. Relax. We'll figure this damn thing out. Yeah, we'll figure this out. Do not let them leave." Do not explode this up. Stay positive and stay smiling, bro. You know, we're good to go.
You see that. Customers can sense that. You know, I tell guys, you know, when they're down on themselves, I'm like, look, bro, don't go out there with that customer like that. Like, do whatever you got to do. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, we're people are creatures of habit, and I can tell if someone's not in that kind of a mood, right? You know, if somebody's not in a real positive mood, I can always tell, even if it's a customer, manager, what have you. So you got to know how to work around that. You know what I mean? You got to keep growing, you know, keep growing whatever you're doing, the positive things. And focus on those aspects. You know, once you know, we all have lives outside the dealership, right? Right? Everybody's got a life outside the dealership. Don't let that stuff that's going outside at home bog you down at work, because you'll stay in your head. And that's what a lot of salespeople do. We get in our heads. You know, especially we're about to come up, you know, this is the summertime. The summer's always great. We all know how it is. Then the winter, you know, and the winter comes, and next thing you know, you can take a 20-car-month guy, and he's a 15-car-month guy, you know? Take a 15-car-month girl, lady, she's a 10-car-month, you know? And so those numbers, we know that's going to happen. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're using some of that same approaches that you use in the summer when it was nice weather. You want to remember those times, and you want to put that into practice. And here's the thing for people that aren't in the car business, you know, they always, you know, people come to me and like, you know, how many cars what's a good amount of cars to sell in a week? How many cars do you sell in a week? And I look at them, I'm like, it's not about the short term. It's 365 days. It's 30 days. You don't look at it just a day at a time, a week at a time. I've got 30 days to get my job done. I know where I want to be. I've got
and it's beyond that. Right? It's even beyond that.
But it's at the bare minimum. Then you got 365 days, then you got 10 years. You got to have 5-year, 10-year plans.
Yep.
You know, it's all about that plan. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to see? You want 4-bedroom, 3,000 square foot homes, 5-bedroom? You know, you want a couple of acres? Are you going to invest it? Are you getting in the market? Are you got to have these plans. And that's what keeps the guys that are on top. You know,
it's ever growth, man.
So many.
You know, they're not those. The guys that are going into the stores and they're like, I'm going to sell a car. They've also got some other things that they want to sell those cars so they can achieve. You know, I tell guys all the time, look, man, don't make this the bottom. You know, you can keep going and keep growing at this, man. It's just the way it is. Yeah, you know, I've seen guys go from literally. I'll share a story about a kid that we had. A kid named Austin, when he started, Tim, kid didn't even have a driver's license. And we discovered, he's like, man, you don't have a license? Like, we got to get you a driver's license. Get the kid a driver's license. The next thing you know, this kid was living at his aunt's house, or mom's house, gets his own apartment, got him a bank account, and just started blossoming as a salesperson. You know, now, wherever he took that, beyond that point is on him. But, you know, you just watch somebody go from absolutely nothing to within a matter of weeks. You know, to have all of that and drive the cars, you know, those are the simple things, you know what I mean, that you love to see. And I just like to see success out of other people.
That's awesome.
So many people, green peas or something, that start think that it's not or they don't see the end game. You know, nobody – unless you guys come from just, like, super rich parents, which I mean, my dad's a car guy. He's successful off the car business, but – I mean, he didn't know. He didn't hand me a silver platter. I don't have this big trust fund or anything. If nobody told me where to invest, nobody told me that I had to set up my 401k. Now, I took – you got to hear this stuff like you're hearing it right now on this podcast, and you've got to take it and take action. I heard what to do, and I invested. I do my own 401k. You got to build your own retirement.
Boom.
Do make this – because you make enough money in this business to make – if you this is what you want to do – to not even worry about the rest of the things that people – so many people quit this kind of job and be like, well, I need benefits or I need something more steady. No, you need to learn how to put your money back and save and mm-hmm. and you know, you guys know what's up. I don't have
this,
to
– Right. No, so check this out real quick.
So right.
Because these guys are incredible. I can
I love what
see into the
about.
Future that we have – a Terrell and Chase show or a Chase and Terrell show, and that's what's going on. So we're going to add a little validity to that. And welcome back to my show where we're going to ask a couple questions from you that are going to be key for car guys and car gals to actually put into place inside of their life. Okay? So check this out real quick. Let's add some validity to this real fast. Terrell, how many cars did you sell last month, sir?
29.
Okay, 29, in the middle of a pandemic, right, inside of this region, which is still trying to figure out what the heck is the law and what is not the law, right? Everything keeps changing, okay? And he is capable of so much more, has done more, and is consistently leading things inside of his store. So I'm going to position this both ways, this question, both sides here, okay?
Right, bam and bam.
I love it.
All right. What is it that you guys had to do to adapt most to the climate right now to begin delivering units the way that a customer buys them? Terrell, what kind of store are you at? You're at a
Toyota
store.
Toyota dealership.
Right. And Chase, you're at a premium
used car superstore, yep.
Yeah, premium pre-owned car store. And there's still a frequency that's changed for the entire business. What is it that you guys have done to adapt to that? Terrell, in a new car store, bridging the two together, what have you seen as being the biggest piece that could help somebody in adapting to right now?
The one thing you have to do more, I think your presentation of features and benefits matter a whole lot more, because right now we're not going on test drives. Think about 30 cars. I didn't go on one test drive. And we've all been told, ride with your customer.
Yeah, dude. It still kills me as a manager telling the people they can't ride with them. It's been tough, hasn't it?
I can't talk to this person because that's where I like to do my bidding. You know what I mean? So what I do, I bring it outside of the vehicle. You know, I trial close. When they get back, I'm asking them the same trial close questions I would ask them in the car. Did you like the drive of the vehicle? Yes. Yes. Does this vehicle work for you? Yes. Yes. If I get the numbers right, can I earn your business? I'm going to ask for the sale. I mean, that's but the adjustment is made in the beginning because now I have to be more. I have to be more involved in the presentation of this vehicle from 6 feet away when I'm talking to them. So I got to make sure that I'm conveying all of the right things. I've got to also sanitize my car. You know, so that customers want to see this. If you do this in front of your customers and they know, hey, this guy's taking his time to go that extra mile, but just with a couple of baby wipes and wiping off their steering wheel and stuff like that, that stuff works, guys. People see that.
Yep.
I actually had to I sold a vehicle, and the wife didn't want to sit in a dealership. She wasn't going on it anyway, but she needed a ride home. So I gave her a ride home. Naturally, you know, we had our mask and everything. But she said the one thing she appreciated is she saw people sanitizing those tables. Yeah, that's just the small stuff like that. You know, it's a new environment with this COVID. You know, it's not anything we're used to. And hopefully it won't be something that'll be around forever, but just adapt to it.
That's it. Chase, what about you? What have you?
I kind of agree with everything he said. I don't have anything extra to say besides you know, beef up your presentation and trial close at the end. There's not really anything too much different. It gives you the only thing really different is it gives you a common subject. You know, you're always tell people whether your customer has zero in common with you. He's always got something because we've got the weather. Now we've got COVID.
Such a good way of thinking about that, Chase. There's always a way to find common ground.
That's right. Yeah.
100%.
So in this common ground right now for all of us is the base level for us all, right? We're all dealing with a COVID situation.
Everybody is.
And the customer immediately attaches to, oh, okay, so this is because of COVID, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why is this on sale? Because of COVID. Well, why is this, you know, why is that color over there? Whatever the answer is, it's like the entire society is saying, it's because of COVID. You know what I mean? It's because of COVID.
It's a good way to just throw it out there, man. Like, hey, it's COVID, man.
Because of COVID. But it's helped you. What have you been doing inside of your setups? Because I know that your setup has to be key before you really begin that process. You're probably laying down some groundwork beforehand so that they understand how this ride is going to go. How has that differentiated from what we were doing in the past, or what have you seen happening inside of your setup now to where it's almost like, man, they're just jumping on the rails and flowing with it?
You know, I noticed that a lot of people are coming out and they are assuming that dealerships are desperate for car deals. I think that's a misconception. So I have to break that misconception to begin with. You know, I will tell the customer, you know, that I can hear it in their voice. They're thinking that, hey, oh, you guys aren't busy, are you? I'm like, no, actually, we broke a record last month, sir. And they're like, wow. I was like, I'm good for you. You know, they're happy about that.
Yeah.
They want you to be successful, too. They don't want you to just be down. You know, so when they start to understand that, hey, people are buying cars, guess what? That gets the blood flowing. Now you got somebody a little bit more interested because maybe they just came in thinking that, hey, I'm going to steal one. Now they're like, oh, now I might have to play ball with this guy. I'm not just going to walk out the door and steal it. And that's what you got to tell a lot of your sales guys, even if you're doing slow, even if it ain't great, tell them we're doing fantastic. You know what I mean? It's like bad marriages. I've seen people do it.
Take it.
And they get in the car and they just argue the entire time. So
take it till you make it. But the car business is strong right now. I'm sure you guys know that.
Awesome.
So posturing them, one, in a way that lets everybody know, hey, it's really not us that are at scarce, of course. It's actually you, Mr. Customer, that needs to take advantage of this moment. Because one thing that we all know as car guys is if you're out looking for a car right now, you need a car.
Yeah.
You're trying to get this done.
Yeah, you're not going to come out to the dealership during COVID unless you really need a vehicle.
You guys want to minimize.
It's like a rainy day when they show
the
up.
The amount of exposure. They want to minimize the amount of exposure they have to people. Bam. Because that's being bashed into our head, right? Minimize that. So it goes with car guys, right? It goes with us, too. So virtually, things have been changing. Chase, inside of the used car segment, how has things changed for you guys being able to connect the customer to what they're looking for when you don't have major corporate dollars going to putting out that message to them?
You're talking about just landing the customer necessarily on a vehicle or connecting?
No. I mean more like in your setup to setting up that appointment for that customer that's probably wanting to try to do as much as they can over the phone. How are you setting them up differently now?
Well, I know a lot of managers are different, but I'm never opposed to getting, you know, obviously through a secured way, I'm not opposed to getting their credit and stuff, getting them pre-qualified over the phone. Obviously, at that point, we're going to sell the appointment and then, you know, tell them that the car's been pulled up, it's been sanitized, like Terrell said, the simple steps that we're going through during the pandemic to ensure everybody that this is real easy. I think kind of once they show up, they're expecting a little different process, but they're kind of seeing that it's not too far from different. You know, we just have the mask on. We've got the car pulled up. You do your presentation and make a copy of their license, let them drive. And I don't know if you guys feel like this as managers. It's been so tough on me because I feel like my salespeople don't want to test drive it. Don't want to go on the test drive.
The guys who didn't want to test drive are loving this right now.
Oh, yeah. Loving it, yeah. Just and geez. Now I want to tell them, you know, so badly to go on, but obviously it's okay. And I don't feel like we're missing business because we're not going on test drives, mainly because no other dealerships are, but it doesn't feel, you know, I was brought up that the trial close took place on the test drive. That was such an imperative part to closing. And so it's just totally thrown me off with the trial close not taking place on the test drive. And, but it's not, it doesn't seem, I can't say that it's affecting it because we're doing fine.
Yeah. And you guys definitely are. Both of your stores are doing great. You know, the thing is, it's like anything else. Your attitude's always going to determine your altitude.
Come on.
So as long as you maintain that positivity, and it all starts from the top. So guys like Chase, you know, when you're a leader on the floor, you have to be that guy. You know, guys like Terrell, I know that you could probably go get a manager job anywhere you really want to, I'm sure. But you're working at a place that you're producing well. You don't have to worry about everybody else. You worry about yourself. But I know based off of how you post, based off of how you are, that you do care about everybody on your team.
You can hear it.
Did you actually honor the guys who hit those huge numbers and actually, you know, get up? You mentioned somebody got like 60-something cards last month or something.
Dude, right? we've got a guy right now making $30,000 a month in this right now.
Banging.
He's making $30,000, put up $125,000 in front gross last month.
Gotta love it.
Dude, there's some monsters out there, and that's okay. I used to think that I had to be the best person in the dealership.
You got to just –
somebody's going to be better than you, I promise you.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, and I tell this to everybody, and I believe this in myself, I like to be the best too, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I'm not in competition with you. I'm not in competition with Lou. I'm in competition with myself. I just got to be better than I was yesterday. And if I'm better than I was yesterday, holy crap, I'm a stud. That's how I look at it, you know.
And so – to kind of bring this all full circle, everybody, in the very first meeting with Terrell and I, it was a bunch of us getting together to just battle it out and be able to spit rhymes and give our
hot fire,
right, in order to minimize the other person. A lot has matured since then.
Yeah.
A lot has changed since then. We have all grown into different people since then. Like we were talking about the different classes, the different ages maybe that we are inside of this business. They came into a store that – what's year again? Because I saw
08, 09,
10, something
okay.
Like that.
All right. So we were about a year and a half apart in just inside of that time frame, right? But they are now growing and pouring back out. I believe that the key way for you to really, really learn something is to teach it.
Boom.
And you can hear their heart as they're
Boom.
Trying to make sure that you all out there are getting the information that it takes for you to implement it and see success inside of your world. They're not just doing it with the people that work with them, but they're also inside of the cafe
right
pouring
now,
into your cups,
everyone
you sip on some of the solutions
right.
that they have. But a key thing, folks, that I'm noticing and I'm loving to see with them is how much they truly at heart love seeing other people grow, but it's pouring out of them. It's coming out of them,
man,
the advice and the tips for success, and it's going to keep you guys growing. It's great fruit. We're so honored to see what it is that you guys are doing,
man.
And we know that there's many more like you. So keep encouraging them. Say, hey, tell them, you guys got to get on the Car Guy Coffee podcast and tell them what you're doing, because it's what you guys are doing that get managers, that get owners paid. I solely 100% believe that the key source is the salesperson, and is the one that
That's
makes
where it all starts.
The can transaction happen that pays everybody? So you got to make sure that the horses are actually fed right, and you figure out what the thoroughbreds are doing, and you guys are thoroughbreds inside of your world.
Man,
we honor you.
No,
thank
seriously,
you so much.
You guys are definitely two people. You know, especially now that we've interviewed you, I'm excited to get to know you guys some more. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. If you keep spreading out this type of news, you share the love with people. Like, a lot of people are like, I'm not going to teach somebody my special flows.
No, give them your sauce.
That, dude. Teach them your sauce, right? Give them all the sauce, because here's the thing. The more you're going to give, the more you give. And this, I hate to use cheesy quotes, but the more you give, the more you get. And I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about you get back. And trust right. and believe, it'll go beyond your wildest dreams. But you have to have a pure intention of giving, not a giving of expecting something back. Right? Give without expecting nothing back. And guess what? One day you turn around, your life is just blessed. You have all this stuff going on. You have a beautiful life. You're making more money than you can believe. You're on vacations. You have everything that you could ever desire. I mean, your friends
because
are amazing.
It is greater. Because
the more you share, the more people want to gravitate towards you. It's
greater.
Facts. The more that you're open to people, the more that you show, hey, I am not a selfish person. I'm here to help everybody. Now, don't get me wrong. We all have to be selfish a little bit. We all have to take care of ourselves. We have to make sure we're mentally right, we're physically right, we're doing, you know, financially right. You got to take care of those things, because your cup has to be overflowing in order for you to be able to give. You can't have a half full cup and then try to give people stuff. That's okay if you try, if you want to share a little bit, but you got to have something for yourself, or you're going to deplete yourself. So you have to make sure you're overflowing
milk.
You can give to people that milk. It makes a buck.
And we don't cry over spilled milk around here. Folks.
No, we don't.
What we do is we stay focused on flying. And again, these guys, when I'm over here doing this, I'm saying that it's not so much that it's just that you're going to give and you're going to get, but that it truly is greater to give than receive.
100% it is. Always
you can't give what you don't have.
Oh, so, what Fred said. Yeah. you said was awesome. You all said that we wanted to teach and we wanted this great for you. Well, that's what we are. We're feeding off you guys. We wanted to go on your all show because you all are teaching. You all are so it's just the whole thing. You all know energy feeds energy, but thank you guys. And you all are really, you all were the fruit to this. So
yeah, man, it's been a blast watching you guys put out the podcast. And you know, you guys were like the first in the area to do so. So that's commendable. You know, you broke a barrier that, a lot of people probably thought wasn't even attainable, and that's really good. And that just says something about you all. You care about giving out that just that perspective that you've had over your years, 18 years, 20, mm-hmm. you know, it's about 30 years between the two of you. That's awesome.
Almost 40 years.
You know, when you start to put all that in perspective, it is like, you know, fatherhood, or it is like a brotherhood, you know, what we do in this, you know, this business all together.
It's tribal, right? That's what it's more like. It's tribal.
You know, and what you mentioned earlier, and I'm going to let you keep talking, but the thing is, you talked about network. You know, your network is important. You know, your network is your net worth, period. And the more people you know, the more things happen to you. You get stuff for free, and it'll blow your mind just because you're with the right people and you're rolling with the right people. And you're not only are you following them, but you're also leading. It's what the whole group, a network, is about. Everybody's sharing ideas. Everybody's trying to be friends. Everybody's trying to uplift people. That's what the cafe's about.
That's what we
upshifting and uplifting folks, man. And you guys do a great job. And honestly, Terrell, I appreciate you making some of those posts that you recently did on the cafe where you asked questions about what's different. Those were great. Because I was doing a question every single day, and I just started running out of good questions. I was like, man, I'm just going to sound like an idiot putting out, what's your favorite color?
We did that once.
But yeah, man, it's been a blast, bro. And I hope everybody's having a great summer. I hope you guys are. I hope y'all got something out of this, and hope your teams are just, you know, hope you guys do some team building, and you know, you're stretching that with the other guys that you work with. I mean, that's a lot of us will forget about, you know, in the middle of us just doing our jobs, career, field, what have you. We forget it is a team, you know, top to bottom. When I first got in the business, the one thing I always wanted to do was get the person inside. And guess what? That's the same thing I'm doing right now. I want to get the person inside because I got an entire arsenal. I got a team that's going to help me. You know what I mean?
That's it.
I mean, that's all it's about. Get your person inside, sitting down and comfortable, and then we'll go to work.
But I also believe that at heart, you know that you're the best person to accomplish the job of getting what that person wants. Your heart is truly postured at getting them what they want. And that's what's really brewing a solution. We're not here to just make money. The money is a byproduct.
Money is a byproduct.
We put relationships
putting the work in
over revenue.
No doubt.
We put people over profits. And you guys do that every day. You're solutionaries. And we honor you. We thank you so much.
You guys
don't
want to
stop talking.
I don't want to stop talking. I know you.
We got to get to work.
We got to do.
I'm about to die, dude. I had a full battery. It's like, whoa.
But, you know, you guys, I'm going to tell you something. We appreciate you guys for jumping on here this morning. What's up, G? You reap what you sow. That's right. Folks, you only get what you put in. You can get lucky and sometimes get some free stuff that floats by. But the more you put into anything, whether it's your people, yourself, your friends, your customers, the more you're going to get.
It's going to grow.
Period. That's just the way it works. Trust and believe that. Keep your head right. Keep what's going on between your two ears positive. Always look for the light. Keep growing. Forgive, focus, fly. All that good stuff, man.
Upshift, uplift, be contagious.
That's it, man.
You everybody. Too. Man, I'm ready. I'm ready for Terrell to spit, man. You want some beat? You got some beat?
No, man. Chase, I want to thank you for reaching out and wanting to get on the show, and I appreciate that. Folks, if you're watching this and you're interested in being on this show and you think that you have something that can be, we can pour out into someone's cup and we can share it with them, I'm happy to do that. We're always looking for a special brew to share with other people. That's what this whole Car Guy Coffee and Cafe is about, man.
Put your fist up, Chase. Put your right hand up. Bam! Put it up. Oh, there goes Terrell. He's out. Oh,
no, Terrell's still there.
Terrell, pound it over
here. He got a phone call or something.
Bang. Pound to your right. To your right. Go to the right. Go to your other right. Yep, that way. Put it
close
up.
Enough.
Guys,
right.
Thank you so much.
No, is there anything you guys want to throw out to the people before we bounce?
Any less?
On your way to work today, I'm going to share what Steve would tell everybody because I'm my dad's an idol. He's get in there and focus and leave your problems at the doorstep when you get in work.
Cool.
Focus on work. Focus on selling a car. Now, when you're off work, pick those problems up because they're your damn problems, and you got to take them with you. But
sit like a daddy. Building. Ain't like daddy said.
So, I love it, man. That was great advice, and that's exactly right.
Steve for everybody, so that's have awesome. A good day.
Great, great,
man. That's great
fired
advice.
Fired up and ready to go, man. Just
all right.
Fired up and ready to go.
Fired up. I mean, I feel like with David Gamble, my high salute. Just get it down here. Get it on. Get it on. Appreciate you all. We appreciate our guys. Thank you for Brewing Solutions.